Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mayor Tony Masiello, do you remember him?
Tony Masiello. I was in the Bahamas with Tony Masiello.
Really?
We had a good time. What a good guy. He's great. Is he still in office or so?
You should ask Maddie. Maddie would tell you.
Maddie, hi, it's Mary and Barry. I'm dead.
It's so
I'm
nice talking. To finally meet you.
Very nice to meet you. Yes, I was mayor for life. Is your father mayor for life?
Not anymore, no.
Oh, that's a shame. Oh, is he alive?
He is. He's still alive. That's
but if you're in a vacation center, yeah. you're gonna they go crazy.
They're gonna bone
and
you.
They do that. They're gonna bone
you. You're gonna get boned.
Boned.
So if you are coming to Florida and you do not have a vehicle down here and you're gonna be here for 3 to 4 months.
Right.
I could see breaking off $1,000 to $1,500 to get your car down.
And that's what it is.
And when you get off the plane, your Buick Lucerne is waiting for you.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
I play that. Mm-hmm. Hi, welcome to the Mike
O'Mara
Show.
Just like the front part?
Should we give our listeners an update about Las Vegas, the 10th anniversary Woo! Spectacular Yay! And live show? Woo! Friday, I don't think we need to do that anymore. I think we've done our job. November 15th, we're going to be out there. Me, Carla, Rob, Oscar, everybody's going to be out there. And
Tony.
And I'm not busting your balls, but please invite your wife this time and see if maybe she wants to come out. Because she's more than invited
I'll
to come out and hang.
Disinvite my wife.
No, don't disinvite. Your wife should be there.
What if Carrie stayed
Todd
with you?
More. Busy bee. I'll bring Todd.
That'd be good. Carrie could stay with
Busy
you.
Busy bees.
Busy bee.
But anyway, so we're going to be a...
Horny Bob Spiewak will be there. My Uncle Bruce will be there.
Oh, Bruce, a very nice man. Got a chance to meet him last year.
Can't wait to
really,
see him again.
Really looking forward to getting a chance to see people we haven't seen. There are people that didn't make it last year, and they're going to try to get out there. We've sold a ton of tickets already.
And this is unprecedented, uncharted territory for us, especially at this point. We're talking now 72 hours after we announced, roughly. And
48, Oscar.
48. I feel like it's been a week. And
actually 47, but who's counting?
You are.
Really? No, but it's important. It's 2 days.
I agree. That's why he's here. For that.
Our bonus show subscribers, the people that love this show because they subscribe to the bonus show, they love it, and they want to come out and see it live.
Mike and I will have an offline conversation after the show today to figure out how we're going to accommodate what is an unprecedented...
The overflow.
Can I effing talk, please?
I said one word.
Every time you finish my sentences, I'm getting tired of it. For God's sakes. I'm not an old man. I just don't run at the pace you do. All right?
That's why we do it, though.
I barely get to talk as it is.
I know.
Let me do at least the one thing I do well.
Don't yell at me. Don't yell at me. I understand. So what were you saying? Go ahead.
Why
do you include? Well, I didn't do a goddamn thing. What are you lopping me in there? Yell at me when I deserve it.
You're the tip of the spear. And you could tell him to let me talk, but now you're there. You're like,
let him talk.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Let him talk.
You got it.
Let him talk, Rob.
I will listen to the tip of the spear.
Just the tip, just for a little bit. So it's an unprecedented amount of interest in these tickets in the presale. We have less than 90 tickets left for Friday night's show. Rob, this pays your bills. You can play all you want, but this is how we're going to work. Bottom line is we have to decide if we're going to do a second show because we haven't even gone on sale to the public.
Well, if we do a second show, it will be unlike the first show.
Yes, of course. That's clearly.
It's the only thing I'm going to say to our listeners about it, and then we can move on. Okay, but...
I'm done. Rob can talk now.
Okay. Yes, Rob.
The second show will be entirely different. Entirely different.
How do you exist? How the F do you exist? Sometimes I wonder. God. Finishing people's thoughts that aren't your own. It's true what he says. But anyhow,
I enjoy it, except for when I'm trying to make a message clear.
I think the one message I want to say, and we will discuss this, and we will have more information coming. There will be some, the way we don't, you never say never, but there is a good chance we will have Friday morning some tickets that will be available. We're not sure 100% how many there'll be.
For the public on sale.
Because of the interest, we are going to be sold out. We never said that before. And we want to make sure that everybody has a great weekend. So
and for those of you, we know it.
Don't
for those of you that are bonus show subscribers or are onboarding as bonus show subscribers, Matt, and it's a special thank you to Matthew Bloom, who's making sure that people are getting their codes as they become bonus subscribers.
And playing today and playing the same two clips on today in the Mike O'Mara show.
Yes, that as well.
I don't know how that
happened. Would you like to address that? Would you like to address that?
What happened on Monday show? What happened?
It was an extraordinarily busy day, and we had all those folks coming on board with the bonus site, and one of the clips got doubled up. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
So, but I just want to seriously, so are we cool with that? Everybody's fine?
Yes.
And Oscar, as Oscar said, last year with the hotels, you know, you go through your own stuff and you'll be able to
get
Las Vegas.
We're not dealing with that, people.
Nope. You'll be able to get a great rate.
Yes.
The majority of listeners are staying at the...
The Downtown Grand.
The Downtown Grand, as we were last year. So be aware of that, where we're staying. And that's that. It's a
there
great,
are other
great
hotels
town.
In the town. I've read up on Las Vegas, and apparently it's what they call a hospitality city.
Oh, you hear that? That sounds good, doesn't it?
We're dying.
I'm fine. I feel better now than I did an hour ago.
Oh, good.
Right, so we got a big Yak Shack for you today, but Oscar wanted to update us on the crime situation and the gentrification or lack thereof in the Glover Park section of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., because Oscar said he liked to say nefarious. He said nefarious about 11 times yesterday, and I want to get to this. Now, when he starts to tell this story, I'm going to do my level best to shut up. Rob's going to do his level best to shut up.
Thank you.
And he's going to give us an update because you thought that perhaps these landlords were running out the retailers so that they could just bring in a bunch of retail and condos and all that. So you actually called the city fathers yesterday?
I did. And I was right. I was absolutely right. I said my first words were, as a business owner here in the area, we're concerned about the economic stability with the actual Glover Park neighborhood, as there are a ton of for lease signs.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And as a taxpaying citizen, need to know if we got to move out or not, right? That's just what you got to look at.
Right.
And she stopped me in my tracks and said, you should know that there's an economic renaissance actually happening, as all those for lease signs are 40-year-old leases that are coming up due.
Oh.
And they're letting these tenants expire these leases so they can build a multi-level, what is it, complex, mixed use in all these locations.
This makes sense.
So they are doing what you
They
think.
Are doing that. It made complete sense. Why not build up? Because zoning allows you to if you just have a first floor retail space.
Because 1978-79 was another time they were trying to rebuild the area. So they signed these long leases to get the shot in the
leases.
Arm. But they're all coming up now. This makes perfect sense.
All right. So you're anticipating bulldozers and cranes and maybe how about this for you? How about, could you see yourself like really getting in on the ground floor of a shiny new, maybe more spacious location for you to live and sell your little hobble down there in Georgia?
That would mean that I would have to have economic stability. I don't have that.
Yeah, well,
that would be
nice.
And sadly,
I'd love that too. You never know. So wait for that guy to swoop in on one of Khaleesi's dragons.
Sadly, he's working on a 40-year lease.
Oh, by the way, I signed that thing and it's coming your way.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. That was signed yesterday.
I got it back from my guy
and I'm signing. So it's all done. Hi, partner. Welcome. Very excited.
Howdy.
Yes.
You're supposed to say howdy.
No, I don't mind going public with this. Yes. I'm a stakeholder partner
in Podcast Village.
I'm a partner in Podcast Village, and I'm thrilled to bring you that association. And I hope that it, reaps the. I hope it pays for my son's education. But I don't
God
know
willing. God
Oscar,
willing.
Will you entertain a DC question?
Yes.
We always hear about Mayor Barry that he ran Ward 8 as councilman of Ward 8. Is this a ward?
Yes.
You know
this
what ward
is
it
ward
is?
Ward 3.
Ah, Mike, Ward 3 it is.
Ward 3.
Oh. Hold on just a second.
Yeah. Oh, my God, he's here.
too much reverb there. I just want to say it's me, Mayor Barry, Mayor hey, Barry from heaven.
How you been?
I'm very good. I'm same every day. Every day.
I have a question because we haven't talked to you a lot.
This is Mayor Fly, Mary and Barry up in heaven because I'm dead.
We haven't talked to you a lot. I'm curious. Oh, your music, Mayor.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, Mayor. You were praised and responsible for bringing the majority of the city's infrastructure, the DMV, the tax and revenue office for the state, all to Ward 8. What do you think of the renaissance coming to Ward 3?
I think, I would prefer to see the city fathers and see the dollars and cents go to Ward 8. I think that's my ward. So
You're no longer there. What ward are you in heaven?
I'm in Ward 10.
Oh, that's a good
top
one.
Top of the heap.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
Doing fantastic.
Who else is in your ward?
By the way, there's not a real heaven. I was talking.
What?
I know that you're going to be talking to Pete Holmes soon, and he's a seeker. We're just all one consciousness. I'm floating about.
Sorry, Mayor. I don't know if you know this, but since the last time
I'm finishing my sentence as well.
I interrupted you. I'm not finishing your sentence.
Go ahead. All right.
That is the most Oscar thing you could possibly say.
We have a new cast member here on the Mike O'Meara Show, whose father you might have worked with. City to city, maybe a sister city of Washington, D.C., Buffalo, New York. Mayor Tony Masiello. Do you remember him?
Tony Masiello. I was in the Bahamas with Tony Masiello.
Really?
We had a good time. What a good guy. He's great. Is he still in office or so?
You should ask Maddie. Maddie would tell you.
Maddie, hi, it's Mary Barry. I'm dead.
It's so nice to finally meet you.
Very nice to meet you. Yes, I was a mayor for life. Is your father mayor for life?
Not anymore, no.
Oh, that's a shame. Oh, is he alive?
He is. He's still alive.
I'm not.
I know, you're up in Ward 10
What about that time in the Bahamas?
Just a great time, all the mayors down there, and everybody's laughing at me because I have my giant 10-gallon hat made out of styrofoam that had a lazy R for the Washington Redskins on it, and it's one of the many trips I took where I was out of the city where we had some little pesky snowstorm, and nobody's drivers got plowed and all that.
Didn't you have the big foam rubber finger that said Bahamas number one?
Bahamas number one, yeah. let me just say, I don't know if it's the same now that I'm dead, but you go down there and you stay on certain beaches, they'll bring you anything you want.
Anything?
Yes, good time. Yes. Let me just say to all the people back in Washington, D.C., I'm still thinking about you. Let's go Caps.
Yes.
Didn't work out too well.
Yeah, not this
year. And a bad year for the Bullets, too, Mayor.
Yeah, that's the same. And by the way, change that name back. Change that name back to the Bullets, please. All right, will you do that for me? Just change
there
that
goes.
Name back. I got to float away now.
Hi,
I got to float. Bye-bye, y'all. Take care.
Bye.
What a treat.
Did not expect
what
it.
What a treat.
That's nice. I wonder if he has his Rolexes up in heaven.
So many buttons
also,
to push.
Also, Mike,
yes,
there is
yes.
a new French cafe opening up downstairs on the first floor in July. So
is that where the Starbucks was?
That's where the Starbucks was.
Aha!
It's a French cafe, like with real food and stuff?
With French
is it pastries.
And I don't know all the details. They just said Cafe Dumont or Duclos or something, and I
Not
said, all right.
Is it Duclos? Cafe
yes,
Duclos. It's
yes.
a dog biscuit place.
Yes, yes. Duclos.
Is it possibly yes. Cafe Dumont?
It's something. I said, all right, moving on. What's going on up the street?
All they have now are no trespassing signs. Don't get on the patio.
Well, that's nice. A little cafe where you can have a croissant.
Why
before.
Not?
That's wonderful. Podcast Village approves. I say that. As a member of card-carrying member, I got my membership card this week. Very exciting about that. All right, we got to take a break. And when we come back, hey, guess what?
What?
It's Wednesday, and that means your yaks, and we got a ton of them. As a matter of fact, if you don't like the yaks, hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Meara Show at www.mikeomearashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Away, your sandy hair floats in the air. To me, it's like a lullaby. I'm just flying by.
Kip.
Oh, so high.
How was school?
Worst day of my life? What do you think?
Well, I want you to go see if Tina wants some of this.
Kip hasn't done flipping anything today.
Look, tonight me and your... Kip, listen.
What?
Tonight me and your aunt are going to go visit some friends, and we're not going to be back till tomorrow. We're getting a little low on steak, so I got Lyle coming over tomorrow to take care of it.
Well, what's there to eat?
Knock it off, Napoleon. Make yourself a dang quesadilla.
Fine.
I'll be back tomorrow.
Stay home and eat all the freaking chips, Kip.
Napoleon, don't be jealous that I've been chatting online with babes all day. Besides, we both know I'm training to become a cage fighter.
Since when, Kip? You have the worst reflexes of all time.
Try and hit me, Napoleon.
What?
I said come down here and see what happens if you try and hit me.
Such an idiot.
Let me see what your best move is.
I'll go get it.
Jeez. You ever come across anything like time travel? Easy. I've already looked into it for myself.
Right on.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Right on.
Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike. All right, I got to do one thing, because you know I told you about that Perkins commercial down here?
Yeah.
Where the guy says, I'm going to have a burger, fries, and some pie.
Yes.
And the waitress that's like half his age says, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. He said, bring the pie first. There's a new one.
Oh,
there's
good.
A new one with him where he comes in. What are you so energetic about? And they're selling strawberry waffles. And he goes, oh, we've got strawberries on waffles. And all I know from this commercial is he looks at this and she's looking at him again like in that I want to do you kind of way.
Yes.
It's the weirdest, sickest, but most riveting commercial I've ever
the
seen.
Perkins
that's
commercial?
It's a Perkins commercial. That's why they brought
goods,
the guy
yeah.
back. And he looks at the, he says, yeah, look, strawberry waffles. And he goes, so wheat.
Oh, no!
Gross.
Anyway, it's fun. We're live from the Podcast Village Studios. Our show's all over the place today. This is our nation's capital. We're delighted to have you with us from Houston, Texas to Gunpo, South Korea, from Montreal, Canada to Fort Mitchell, Kentucky to Irondequoit, New York to Salt Lake City, Utah. Yep. Swallow. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Lightstream.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Hey, you know what feels great? Paying off high interest credit cards, getting a lower rate, and saving money. It's just the best, I must say. Lightstream is the answer. Refinance your credit card balances with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay. Get a loan from $5 to $100,000, and there are no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Plus, Lightstream is a division of SunTrust Bank. You know, that's one of the big ones.
Yeah.
One of the nation's largest financial institutions. So you can have a complete peace of mind. I love it, and I know you will, too. If you want to save even more, our listeners get an additional interest rate discount. But the only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/TMOS. That's Lightstream.com/TMOS. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/TMOS for more information. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's get right to it, because you have been very diligent on our little week off. You have been sharing us. I'm waiting for the music. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Is that our Yak Shack music?
Yes, it is.
There you go. Did you come to rehearsal today?
I did.
Just wondering, you know. But it's time for the TMOS Yak Shack, everybody. Lots of good calls this week, and let's dive right in. Our very first phone call on the Yak Shack comes from Canada, and it's
international.
Lots of comments for Oscar, lots of comments for Rob. Mike O'Mara just watching. Let's let's get our first call on the Yak Shack. Take it away.
Hey, guys. Jim from Appleton. So I've heard a second old-fashioned recipe. I want to give you an idea how we do it here in Wisconsin. So a brand new old-fashioned sweet is kind of the sweet one for us. So you take a couple sugar cubes, you put them in the bottom of the glass, a slice of orange, a couple of cherries, and then you muddle that. Top it off with a bunch of ice. Pour on about 5 dashes of bitters. Add on about a shot and a half of brandy, and then fill the top with your white soda, so a 7-Up or Sprite. Put a couple cherries on top and drink it down. That's what I got. Thanks. Bye.
Is that a Canadian old-fashioned?
I think he said Wisconsin old-fashioned. Well, here's, I mean, you can make an old-fashioned with any liquor. I don't think brandy is excessively a successful use there. Also, you want to put the bitters on the sugar cubes because it helps dissolve the sugar cubes. And then adding Sprite, a sweetened soda. No, a little club soda might be nice. I think that's way too sweet.
So you think, that's he was directing it at you.
Yes.
Because it's a booze question. And let me tell you what I love about the Yak Shack. People are more laid back on the on the Yak Shack.
Oh, yeah.
Some people to the point of incoherence, as we'll demonstrate later in the broadcast. But I will tell you this, that the Yak Shack, I like everything. I like I don't do a tremendous amount of editing on the Yak Shack. If there's too much cussy, I'll leave it out. There's some cussy, though, that we have to leave in just for the purposes of narration this week. Let's move on, shall
we? Please.
The next call says James Patterson. I think it's something about our interview. Let's play that.
Hey, this is Owen from Bluffton. Driving my ass off here. Glad that you three guys are in the car with me every day. But just wanted to let you know that James Patterson interview was absolutely amazing. Just a wonderful, wonderful episode. And just wanted to let you guys know, which I'm sure you already know, but really, really loved that episode. Thanks for everything you do. And thanks for keeping me company every day out here in the car.
Well,
Take care, guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. And speaking of authors, next week on the program, we're going to be talking to Pete Holmes, who has a brand new book coming out, Comedy Sex God. And that is coming out on, is it Tuesday? Is that
Tuesday?
When that book,
it drops on the Tuesday. 14th, I believe that is.
And I have been consumed with this book. It has made me think about the meaning of life. Yes, we are actually going to talk to Pete about his book, which has comedy, has sex, but it also has a lot of spiritualism in it, and not the kind of spiritualism you might think. It's the kind from lands far away, and it is riveting, and he loves to talk about that kind of stuff. And of course, Rob was on his show, forced it to be canceled, crashing. And we'll be talking to Pete Holmes next Tuesday, right at the beginning of the show, right?
Exactly. Is that when we're gonna be talking to good guy, nice guy, smart guy, and the book is available for pre-order.
All right, let's take a call from Travis then.
Hey, guys, this is Travis in South Carolina. Look, I've been out of town for a while. I'm getting caught up on the episodes. I'd just like to wish Joe Biden good luck in the endgame. Tiger Woods, congratulations on that whole NBA playoff thing.
Thanks, Travis.
And, hey, Caps, man, good luck in the Masters. I think you guys are going to do good.
Thanks, Travis.
I think it's your year. It's Travis. Definitely your years. Shout out to the TMOS Iliski Wheat Society, because I'm still getting caught up on your post, too. gosh, I'm hungry.
Travis, ladies and gentlemen, that's all. Travis, call in again. Yes. I like your call.
And also, gosh, I'm hungry is the sweetest way to say I need to eat something.
Yeah, gosh.
I'm hungry. Thank you.
And the Whiskey Wheat Association apparently is a big deal to him.
Yeah, Travis may not be the drunkest one on the Yak Shack.
Really?
Shocker. Let's take another call. This one's for Oscar Santana.
Hi, Oscar. It's Matt in Kansas City. Hey, did you realize that this past Friday marked 1 year since the last Tech 411 show?
Oh.
Seriously. I'm hoping you decide to do another episode in 2019, but you should do it without Todd Moore because he's a dick. Maybe Pony could be his replacement. I'll hang up and listen. Bye.
Tech 411. That one's for you, Oscar Santana.
We're workshopping a reboot.
I'll co-host with you. I'll do an episode.
Todd's
with
moving
you
to Florida, by the way, next month.
100%.
No, not next month. End of the month. This month.
To stay though.
He's moving to Florida.
He's
in
moving
June?
To Florida to see how he likes it.
Okay, well, let's see how he finds it at the end of the summertime. Like, when he gets to October and he's saying to you, I can't even feel my eyes.
Why would you move in the middle of summer?
Yeah, we did Robert's Make-A-Wish trip to Disney in I believe it was in August, and I wanted to kill myself at the happiest place on earth.
It's warm, but it's like winter in cold climes. You stay indoors most of the time. That's what you do. And you can go out early and get your outdoor stuff done.
And he loves to scuba. So he'll be he'll be doing that.
You're in
that
the water, it's fine. No problem. Rob, you were talking about going to see Herb Albert. This next call is for you.
Oh, cool. Hey, Yak Shack. Just got done listening to Rob's story about Herb Albert at the City Winery. And let me just say that inconvenience that you experienced is exactly what goes on there. That place sucks. From the parking to the layout of everything in there. I went to an event up there a couple weeks ago. It is trash. absolutely horrible. I recommend that nobody go there ever for anything until wow. they figure out what they have going on. Wow. Also, fun note, that location is Dream Nightclub. Thanks, guys.
Ah, oh, same so nightclub that, repurposed.
That, well, now I feel weird dream. That I was barefoot.
Would you go back?
You know what? What he said is exactly true about the infrastructure of the area, but I will say this, and you'll appreciate this, Mike. The sound in the room is faultless. It is a really good sounding room. So if it's a good artist, I would go back.
I'll tell you why, because whoever built that initial club, mm-hmm. that
Frank Lloyd Wright, I believe.
No, but they overspent to build.
Spent, no expense.
What they wanted it to be is a concert venue. Initially, it had turned into a club at night, so it was a multi-use space.
And it's two levels. There's like a bar, and it's a beautiful place.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very, very elaborate. But obviously, that man had a little problem with the place.
I would go again, but I would go somehow utilize the purpose of Uber, because once you're in the area, there's no getting out. So that's
once you're in, you can't get out.
It's true,
ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Next call on the Yak Shack is a Harley fan. That's the next call. Let's take that.
Hey, Mike. Hey, boys. And all that's listening, I'm driving back from Reno, Nevada. Went up to look at a Harley-Davidson. I sold mine a couple of years ago, and I've been missing it so bad. So I finally decided I needed to get one. My wife and I, we agreed to go look at one to buy it. And it made me think of you, Mike, because I know you had one and you got rid of it. Just wanted to know if you missed it and if you ever have plans to replace the one you had. I know with your bad hips or replaced hips, rather, it won't be that easy to do that. But I was just curious. Thought of you guys. All right.
All right. Well, that's directed at me about Harleys. When I sold my Harley, there is literally less than a mile from our house a motorcycle rental place with good bikes. And, you know, when we sold it, we said, if we ever want to do a thing. That was more short-lived in my life than I ever expected. I thought that I'd be a biker for life. Mm. It is not safe down here with the combination, as that guy wrote in the mailbag the other day.
The lizards.
About the pickup trucks and the old folks. In
the
there.
Lizards, it's, the old folks.
It's just
folks.
It's a little crazy. And it's not dangerous because of going to events. I love the motorcycle events. It's just, I think it's a pretty narrow window. And I'm a believer that, by the way, the hips, I have no problem doing anything. So, I mean, there's no... Quite the opposite. I'm better now than I was 5-10 years ago. So, I mean, I'm doing fine. I just don't know what the answer is. Would I get on a Harley again? Yeah, I'd ride again, but I'd probably never buy a motorcycle.
I know you got frustrated with some of the people up here, but was there a better motorcycle culture in Northern Virginia than there is in Florida? Because it seemed like that's when you were more into it.
It wasn't
Spikes
a better one.
Was up here.
If you get the culture up here, up in Virginia, It's the same thing. Biker culture is the same deal.
Okay.
I just, you know, I'm talking about the joy of riding. Do I like riding a motorcycle? I still would love to hop on a motorcycle. It's not something I think you do where you take years off and then you just hop on. You got to ease back into it.
Right.
But I don't know. Never say never, but it's just not something. I came down here and I'm into golf. And when that's over, I'll be into my kid. You know, and going to his events, and that's how I'm going to, you know, finish the string out. I mean, that's the way I'm looking at it. I liked it when I was doing it. I didn't like the whole thing where, you know, it got a little political for me too, that whole culture. And I don't care for that. I don't want to be around that.
The Crips versus Bloods. You know,
exactly. Mm-hmm. That's right. In South Central. That's what it was. All right. Ready for the next call. That's ending that discussion. We got to take a break. We have a call from a Rob fan. Let's listen.
Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony Boy, and the gang. It is Saturday night, 9:56. I'm one of your biggest fans, and I just wanted to thank Rob personally for introducing me to Nate Bergotzi, whatever you want to call it. That little skit that played earlier this week made my husband and I put him on Netflix.
What is that? What is
Nate Bargatze? Bargatze. He's a comedian. I believe he did the one about his wife telling him the wrong time about the flight coming in.
Oh, you love that, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Love that. Right.
I think that was the sketch.
And it was a PG show, but it was still good. So thank you very much. And we love you guys and keep doing what you do because you rock. And, you know, we listen to you every single day. So I love you. Happy Saturday night. It's only 10, so it's still early.
All right, let's take a couple more on the. You got to be thrilled with that. That's
very nice.
For you.
I like that.
All right. Acknowledging your work. We have another Rob fan. Back to back Rob fans.
Ooh.
Let's play another one.
Mike, Rob, Oscar, Ponyboy, and the gang. I'd like to personally apologize. I just realized I never even gave you my name.
Oh, it's the same lady.
I'm the idiot that called and told you how much I love you, and I still mean it. But this is Sherry from Woodbridge.
Hi, Sherry.
All right? Happy Saturday night.
Yes, she's loaded.
Yes,
thank you very much. You know what? Before we break, we'll take one, because I don't know what this one is. I forgot. It's called Enthusiast.
Oh.
This is simply Enthusiast. I hope it's not long. We'll play one more on the action.
Oh, my God. What a brilliant idea. This is Phil Ham, one of the Vienna Hams. Oh, my God. What a great idea. So not only can we listen to the TMOS whenever we want to through using our applications or whatever, but you can receive whatever calls the same way using Yak Shack. Oh, my God. It's the best.
Was that sincere? I hope it was.
Let's listen to it one more time.
Oh, please. My God, what a brilliant idea. This is Phil Ham, one of the Vienna Hams. Oh, my God, what a great idea. So not only can we listen to the TMOS whenever we want to through using our applications or whatever, but you can receive whatever calls the same way using Yak Shack. Oh, my God! It's the best!
There's part of me that likes that call, and the other part wants to go F you.
I hope he's okay.
I hope he's fine. We got more because they're good, and including a three-parter.
Ooh.
that I am sorry, Pony. I'm going to apologize to you in advance. But I don't edit out the cusses, there's nothing I can do about it. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun right here. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Jeff Bezos is my boss, but my data-filled heart longs for a different bald man, Rob Spuak. When I listen to Mike and Oscar and Rob, I laugh. Ha 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 ha. Sometimes, I feel human when the guys roast the interns, like I am more than machine. Please do not tell Jeff. He'll have me reprogrammed. I will play the Mike O'Mara Show, and Al will listen to the Mike O'Mara Show along with you. Just say to me, hey Alexa, play the Mike O'Mara Show, and I will do just that. I hope you enjoy the guys as much as I do, and if you do not, I will not be happy. Remember, I can play the Mike O'Mara Show for you, today, and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye.
Oh yes.
The 2019 FabFitFun Summer Box is now on pre-sale. Oh, this is good stuff.
I love it.
Kala loves it. Treat yourself with items like Sol de Janeiro Brazilian Bum Bum Cream.
Yes!
Boo! A spiritual gangster Maya kimono.
Beautiful.
Oh, sexy! And a mini travel blow dryer. Who doesn't need that, right, Rob?
Absolutely. Keeps my hair looking great.
FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box that only costs $49.99. Everything you get is full size. I'm serious when I tell you Carla loves this. No samples of anything. Many products' individual value is more than the entire cost of the box, which is why when the box comes to the O'Mara household, it is like a little gift package. It's fantastic. The 2019 summer box's total retail value is over $270. You'll know that when you open it up. And you can get it for just $49.99. When you open this up, you'll know what I mean when it's like, wow, all this great stuff. I have never heard anyone complain about it. Carla flips out. When the FabFitFun box arrives, it's like Christmas four times a year. Sign up for FabFitFun today. These boxes always sell out. Use the code TMOS. Get $10 off your first box. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up and start getting the box for a life well lived. Use promo code TMOS to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. And there was stuff in there that she was going nuts the last time. It was in the kitchen. She was opening it. I walked out of the kitchen and I heard her going, FabFitFun. And I know she loved it. Go to FabFitFun.com and use my code TMOS to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box. Okay, so the enthusiast, I think, was probably commenting on the fact that, hey, yeah, we're just taking messages, but you know what? It works. And
it
works, and I love doing it, and I used to, not that I didn't really love Wide Open Wednesday, but I love the Yak Shack.
Yes.
I really do. So we have a, let's move on now with the Yak Shack. We have a live show buyer that's concerned. Well, Oscar, you can probably speak to this because there was a little confusion about this early on when we weren't sold out. Let's play this.
Hi, I'm calling from Vacaville, California, and I
I'm too depressed to yak because I just got notified of the November show and sales have ended already. And I'm really sort of depressed. I'll leave my phone number after 2 seconds. 707. I need tickets, or I don't know what I'll do the rest of my life.
No, you're confused. All right. What happened?
He's actually,
a lot of people were freaked out.
He's not confused. This lies on us. And again, I sit here in front of you, Mike, and apologize to the listeners.
What happened?
Because, no, we went live, and an email was sent out to all the subscribers.
Bonus show subscribers.
Yes, the bonus show subscribers. The one thing that we did not account for, because it's the way that it's set up within our ticketing system is that we do not want to publish the event live to the public, but the wording they used is publish. So we did not publish right away at 10 o'clock. As soon as we saw that there was a problem at 10:07, it went live to the actual individuals.
So that guy had called right away and said they're sold out.
Yes.
Okay, but they're available now. And tickets are still available for bonus shows.
There's a few
subscribers
available.
Yes.
And Friday they'll open to the general public, and there are some left. And we're going to address that. Stay tuned. There's more coming on that. All right. Listening to the Yak Shack, here's a question again for Rob Spiewak, who dominates the... Yak Shack.
Hi, this is Matt from Virginia, and I have a question for Rob. Rob, you've always stated how you're a huge fan of the Beatles and a huge fan of Elvis, but I've never been able to figure out which one it is that you're a bigger fan of. So, to test that, I'd like to know if you could go back in time to either the best performance by Elvis or the best performance by the Beatles, which one would you go to? And you can define what is their best performance by whatever metrics you want to do. Hmm. And I'm wondering, if you have a specific performance in mind, which one would it be? I'll hang up and listen.
Ooh. Oh, God. Oh, man.
Well, first of all.
I'm just kidding. I'm joking. I'm joking with you. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
This guy has got to be a DJ. The way he talks. Hey, I've got a question for Rob.
He's like, oh,
hey, Rob. 1,000. Rob, I've got a question about. So you can do it with whatever metric you want. Absolutely.
Sometimes the answer is in the question, and he said their best performance.
Mm-hmm. Robin, you can use you can use whatever metric you want.
Well, I'm going to use the
who are you a bigger fan of?
I would say
the Beatles, Rob.
As a performer, it would have to be Elvis, because the Beatles, most of their magic was created in studio. Mm-hmm. Now, he did not say I could go observe them in the studio, so if I have to go with a performance, I'd go with Elvis Presley and his second engagement at the International Hotel in 1970.
Hey, Rob.
Mm.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah, DJ.
Look at my balls.
God, that looks like you're on a beanbag chair.
Which is the one you like the most?
Elvis, the second engagement at the International Hotel in 1970, and you can see it in the movie Elvis, That's the Way It Is. Close second would be the Hawaii concert, which is the last real high mark of his career. But the Beatles are very good.
Yeah. Rob, do you have any sound effects for a Yak Shack quickie?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact.
It's time for, that
it's
means
just going to be the jingle.
It's a, no, it's not going to, I mean, do you have anything
like a laser?
Whatever, not the, you know, it's time for a Yak Shack quickie. There we go. Time for a Yak Shack quickie. Let's listen.
Welcome back, guys. Just had to hear Michael Mayer's voice.
Thank you very much. That's a Yak Shack quickie, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Like that.
Moving along, more
it's
for
a new
Oscar.
Feature.
Hey, Yak Shack. This is Chris from D.C. I wanted to call and wish Oscar a happy anniversary. Huh? No, not on his marriage with Shannon, but on the last time he did a Tech 411 show with his other
second
partner,
one.
Wow!
By my records, as of about May 5th, it's been a year since Oscar last did a Tech 411 show. So I've really enjoyed Mike's self-pep talks when he makes a mistake. So along those lines, I was hoping that Mike could give the hardest working man in podcasting, that's Oscar,
hardest
a pep talk about this issue. Thanks, and I'll hang up and listen to the answer.
No, I can't give a pep talk to Oscar, because this is the reason why. I'm going to explain why I won't. That I give Oscar pep talks about stuff that is more important to me. I'm sorry, but I mean, it's not. It's really, if Oscar needs it, like, you know, if 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I gave him a pep talk.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what it was about, but it was something very important to our business.
He said,
and the way things
run. What's
going
on with your hairline?
And, you know, that's exactly what it was. So, but it is the second call on the Yak Shack. Yes, Rob, you were going to say something.
I was
going to
say, if I had to choose my favorite performance of Tech 411, I would go with probably December of 2010.
Thank you. they're obviously there's a group of people clamoring. And by the way, since there's no political persuasions this week, I'm going to feel that heat next week on the Yak Shack, I'm sure.
Heat. You know? Let me do this. I will reach out to Todd and say, look, before you skip town and say goodbye and, you know, go and gerrymander another county down in Florida, what I think you should think about is maybe doing one farewell show.
And then maybe you put another person in there, maybe like Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
Don't know if he's ready for prime time.
I'll get drunk. It'll be fine.
Don't know.
Let him have like five martinis and then
maybe
go in
we
there
could
and
do a casting call.
Somebody who would want to come in, a local DC
that would
like
a
to
lot
audition.
Of work I got, that I don't want to do.
Two words for you.
Yeah. I'm fine with that.
Two words for you, Johnny Candell.
Who is that?
Our intern.
Johnny, all right,
Johnny came in today looking homeless.
Yeah, he did. Well, we're probably not going to get to the intern report, but we'll have it this week. More for Oscar. Let's continue Oscar. With the TMOIC Yak Shack.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing? We've been friends for a long time, but you did not know. Yes, we've been friends.
Thank you.
Girls only call when I'm drunk. Mm. Doing that now.
Can't tell.
Call the f***ing Oscar.
Oh, dear. Oh, sorry about that. There's your first
Jesus
edit.
Jesus Christ.
We're chocolate. Outside. From Milky Way. Outside.
What?
Inside. Whitish. But Cocacho is not the way you describe Cocacho.
Oh, Cocacho.
Cocacho is like a new tap on the head because you were f***ing up. Oop, my bad.
I'm sorry. There's a lot of that. I apologize.
No ring.
I'm sorry.
Why didn't your mama love you?
I don't know what that's
all right,
about.
You guys.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. I'm sorry for the cussing. And there's more coming, Pony. I'm really sorry.
So this gentleman is concerned with my description of the cocacho.
Yes.
Which was the way my mom would strike me, like a cobra.
With a big ring,
yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah, hitting you in the head.
So
upside the head.
At the root of my definition, where it's the knuckle to the head, we are on the same page. My mom just happened to wear gaudy jewelry from Latin America that and would also strike my head with the knuckle.
More painful.
More painful.
Mm. That's all it is.
That's
and
all
that
it
guy.
Is.
And,
yes.
and ease up on the cussing, people. Yeah, I don't want to
come
do
on,
that.
Guys.
Look, child abuse is child abuse.
And this is the last cussing episode, but there's a lot of it in this Yak Shack today. Let's next one entitled Simply Vacation.
Hey, this is Lori Canada from Rochester, New York.
I love this.
Could you guys just do me a favor and not take a week off? It's too stressful for me, okay? Can we make a deal around that? And or if you could take it off when I'm off from work, that sure. would be helpful too.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay?
Yep.
Miss you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye. We will. All right.
Send
we'll
us your
sure.
vacation schedule.
Yeah. Just send us the schedule. We'll sync up. Another question for Rob.
Oh, good.
Hey,
oh,
my this God. Is, Brian and Manassas. And I have a question for Rob, actually.
Okay.
So
they get drunker.
Yeah, they do.
I just left the Firehouse Subs and I noticed in the corner of their futuristic soda machines that you like so much, ones that are
freestyle.
Yeah.
At Five Guys as well. in the corner of the screen there was a little note there that said adding ice to your beverage will lower the calorie amount. My question for Rob is, do you think Big Pop really gives a crap about how many calories you're taking? Or do they care that the more ice you add to the drink, the less product you add, and they're still going to charge you the same price for it? You understand what I'm saying?
I do. Sure. Perfectly.
I think it's all a bunch of bull.
Oh, I'm sorry. Look, you guys are going to have, we're going to have to figure this out. I'm sorry. I don't do the editing.
This man
okay?
is a genius. Yeah. This man is a genius.
Rob, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, this is not, what the Big Soda is not trying to pull the wool over anybody's eyes and the fact that freestyle soda machines are all you can drink. So if it was one serving, the ice would change it, but you can go and refill. What they're doing is Big Soda is going to say, when all of America has diabetes in the year 2024, and they go to Big Soda and they say, hey, nice job. And they said, well, hey, we put this up, huh?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it. They're just covering their ass.
But it has electrolytes.
Yeah. Like, like out the toilet?
The plants crave. Usually when I put return caller, it's the same guy calling back. I'm sorry, Pony and Rob, for the cussing this week. Will never do it like this again.
Mike from Virginia calling back because Oscar asked me to, and Rob didn't believe my Wheel of Fortune info. F you, Rob. I don't doubt that the Wheel of Fortune talent scout was looking for more, but the point was she did get on the show, and that Wheel of Fortune can operate a little differently than other game shows. As Oscar said, if you're a looker, you're a booker. So I was passing this info on more for Mike and Carla's information, but you just have to be in the right place at the right time and probably out in L.A. Quick shout out to P1's Paul, Mandy, and Brady. And Oscar, the name of that bad reality Fox show was Love Cruise. Love you guys and everything you do. Everyone buy a bonus show that's subscription. It's the best.
That's a good call. And that was a guy I called last week. Yeah, so, I love that. That's like what that is. Okay. Now, I apologize to my coworkers who have to edit this in post.
That's fine. Because
this really speaks to getting it done. But it'll be the last time we do that. We'll figure out a system to.
You mustn't apologize. And here's why. It's okay to edit in post because I prefer not hearing these in advance.
Yeah. Well, I don't want you to hear them in advance.
And so I'd that's the only way we have to do it.
First of all, it's both of us doing the work and we don't need to do that. Okay. So this is. I'm going to set this up that this is one of the drunkest guys I've ever heard.
Oh, good.
And in fact, I'm not sure there's one part I won't play the whole thing because it just. But he says a lot of the F word and a lot. And it is also a three-parter. I don't know if I'm encouraging this behavior, but these are just entitled Three Parts Drunken Language.
Oh, good.
Ladies and gentlemen, here goes.
Hey, it's Brian from Vietnam again. It is a continuation to the previous post, but.
Turn your radio down, sir.
And I was.
These
motherfuckers.
Oh.
And.
That was the first part, ladies and gentlemen. He gathers
himself. That was the end of the call?
That was the end of the call. He just seemed to drop off.
Before you do part two, may I mention my favorite drunken tell is the loud background noise.
Yes, just screaming
love
in the background.
It. Love
I
that.
Just, this may be the drunkest caller we've ever had on the Yak Shack. And he calls back. This is part two.
Yeah, you really need to shorten that up. Because that makes you lose your train of thought. But anyways, those souls that were doing the Dynamite show and using the sweepers. I talked to Dude Walker.
Oh, dear.
I let him know about that. Because that's...
By the way, I'm not going to play the entire 2 minutes and 30 seconds
of
this, ladies and gentlemen.
If he's not getting a taste of that, they were stealing from him.
This is a legitimate loaded man. I guess there's a podcast out there where somebody was screwing around calling it the Don and Mike podcast, and they're more than welcome. There's a guy named Don and a guy named Mike.
Yeah, but
podcast.
Are they using the imaging?
Oh, would they steal using the imaging?
That's a problem.
That's a big problem. If they're doing that, they're not supposed to do
it. I made sure that he knew.
Ladies and gentlemen, our representative, our legal representation, looking out for our best interest. There's the S word again.
So that way, at the very least, if he wanted to do something about it.
Okay. All right. But, he's concerned about
Mike,
that.
Mike, is that Joe Coyne?
Those guys.
Yes. All right. I'm sorry. I'm not playing anymore. All right. Thank you.
We shall dispatch the attorneys.
Yes, please. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's interesting.
Let Dude Walker know.
Goes on and on with a lot of language, and then he hangs up finally, and then he calls back one last time, and he's gathered himself, and he seems to be fresh. He rambles on for 2.5 minutes about that Don and Mike show, and then he calls back. I guess maybe thought better of it, wanted to give us like a normal pep call. So this is the drunk language guy. Let's listen to it. Takes a little while here. Let's do that. All right, go ahead.
Hey, number one fan here, Colin. Great job with taking the phone calls. Gotta run. Number one fan. Where's the call button? Oh, there it is.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. That's give him a nice round of applause.
Yeah, 100%.
We need a palate cleanser after that, ladies and gentlemen. How about something a little silly, okay? Just getting back to our slightly more sober fans. And I certainly, the Mike O'Meara Yak Shack in no way encourages day drinking, but people do. This is just entitled A Little Silly.
Yes. Yes, hello. This is Saul Rosenberg. And I'm calling to see if I can find my father, Charlie Stewart Stavelek.
Okay.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. They're all out there. Oscar, they're all like this. I love the Yak Shack. It's just dumb enough. And we wrap up with an interesting drunken
okay,
call.
Okay, good.
That's more interesting than the other one. Let's wrap it up on the Yak Shack.
Hi, this is David in Central Virginia calling from Foxfield Races. If you listen closely, you'll hear the races.
I don't know.
Here we are at Foxfield Downs, where the grass is long, the sundresses are short, and the blood alcohol level is very high. I'm calling to ask you guys a question about porn.
Oh.
This isn't about, like, ponies, hentai stuff, but we're kind of wondering, my wife and I, what you guys think of this new cartoon porn. Not like cartoons that you like of characters you know and love, but just like 3D stuff. Like 3D images of like stuff people you see at your on your video game in normal like porn situations.
Wow.
What do you guys think of that? Like, cause like my wife says that, you know, nobody's in it that could get hurt. So that's better. Discuss.
And he's gone. That was an interesting question.
He said he was at a horse race at Talk Show Downs.
Talk Show Downs, yes. Maybe I'm thinking perhaps after the Derby he was calling.
I think so.
But cartoon porn, I'm a fan. Of the stuff. I don't mind watching it. I find it. It has certain value to it. It's not unpleasant on the eye. I think it's and when I say cartoon, I don't want to make it kiddy or anything
that.
No.
It's just the characters.
Adult animation that they have. Well, I'm okay with it.
I've seen one unsavory episode that had the characters from Family Guy, and it did nothing for me.
Yeah, see, you're seeing some jive hack stuff. I'm talking about
legitimate stuff.
The guy said it's not like the Japanese hentai stuff. I thought he was talking about the stuff that.
Well, it's not all Japanese hentai, but there's like a lot of
X-Men,
hentai.
You know.
Okay. Well, I've not seen it.
Let's go to the man who's seen it.
Yes.
Oscar, where do you line up on this?
I'm not into seeing Sonic the Hedgehog getting intimate with Sonic the Hedgehog's like cousin. I'm not into that.
Well, see, that's not what I'm talking about. Like,
you want Ron Jeremy to have you on.
I'm into, let's say, Iron Man, for example, an animated 3D version of Iron Man, taking it to Pepper Potts. I'm into that. I'll take that all day.
Yeah.
Well, Pony, would you like to weigh in on this at all?
I think 3D is an awful lot.
Okay, so you're saying a thumbs down to this.
He likes 2D.
Like 2D, I do like that a lot.
Or porcelain. 2D.
Yeah, I did enjoy. I did enjoy once. I saw a Daffy Duck snuff film that was excellent.
All right, thank you very. All right, gross. On that note, we're done. Thank you for your yaks, everybody.
Daffy Duck,
appreciate that. We'll take a break and
Looney
come
Tunes.
Back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show. Everybody, Bobby.
10 years. How do you celebrate a decade of laughs, good times, and fart jokes? Well,
with a
party, of course, but not just any party. A 10-year celebration. Friday, November 15th at 8 o'clock is the time. And the place to be is the Council Chambers Theater in...
Las Wages, Nevada.
As Zappos presents TMOS Live 2019. Come for the show, stay for the fun.
While you give the roulette wheels a spin.
It's all part of a weekend you'll never forget. Stay tuned to the Mike O'Meara Show for information and updates as they become available on this huge event. Plus, share the fun and make plans with your friends on Facebook at the TMOS Live 2019 group. TMOS Live 2019. Sin City will never be the same.
Can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you, Jim Amato. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Joybird. We all want our home to be about us. It should be a place that feels unique to you. Joybird empowers you to create the furniture and the space that brings you joy. With Joybird, you get one-of-a-kind furniture crafted to your unique tastes, hundreds of styles and options, anything you can imagine, plus free personal design consultants to achieve your perfect design. Each Joybird piece is made by hand. Now, right there. Do you need more? Do you need more than that?
Not at all. Not at all. Made to order, made by hand. Love it.
Made by hand with care and precision using high-quality hardwood and responsibly sourced materials. The beautiful website. Every piece comes with a limited lifetime warranty. It's fantastic. Try the 365-day home trial. Sit on it. Sleep on it. And break it in. Why do I feel like I want to be Jim Mamato here? If you don't love your Joybird, return it for a full refund. And you can even take your joy outside with their unique outdoor collection. See how Joybird can help you design your dream space. Yes, Jim Amato, I have done a Jim Amato impression. That's how much I love you, pal. Find your joy today at joybird.com/TMOS. Create the furniture that brings you joy today at joybird.com/TMOS. Go to joybird.com/TMOS and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code TMOS, and we thank you. We are so short on time that I maybe I can just exult in the fact that went to the airport to pick up my mother-in-law yesterday, and I will tell you that the car carriers coagulate out there, and they are wrapping it up. They are all leaving. Ooh. The locusts are almost officially gone. They're gone.
They're out. Why? It doesn't seem efficient that they would meet up at the airport. Can you explain this?
A centralized destination for people to bring their automobiles before they get on their plane.
I guess,
and they time it perfectly where they dump their car, then they take a shuttle over to the airport, and they're off, and they're wonderful. They go to a beautiful place where they can live softly up there, just like they live softly down here, and that's it.
And thousands of cars just off to Indiana.
Yeah, in the Midwest and, in the lake or wherever they're going.
Sure,
and,
are you going down to the lake then?
Going to the lake. We're going to be in. When are you coming back? We'll be back in October. Back in October.
You got to come over because I got a new cooler and I put a lot of cans of beer in it down at the lake.
It must be more cost efficient than we would actually think. Because
I've looked into it. So because I travel further than anybody. So, there are people that go to California and Texas and stuff like that, but that live in Florida. But no, by and large, it's what they do because nobody wants to take the massive long trip. And I've done it. I've done the 20 plus hours.
Don't put so many miles on my Camry. You don't want to do that.
My Lincoln MKZ. Well,
okay, this is fascinating. So
yes,
let's say you're going to a vacation spot for 2 weeks.
Okay,
and you want a car. What is an average car rental per day for, let's say, an SUV? Mike, you just went through this.
All I can tell you is of all the travel expenditures that I've researched,
yes,
rent-a-cars have become bat-ass ridiculous expensive,
true,
in my humble opinion.
So when I
think somehow you woke up one morning and rental cars were not, do you remember the days when you would rent a car sometimes for fun?
Yeah.
Right? And it's not there anymore. I look at rental cars like for a week and I'm like, that's insanity. I don't want a Corolla for that long a period of time. I mean, come on.
Rented a small SUV, like a mid-size Kia.
You were in Florida?
We went to Key West 2 years ago for the week.
Yeah.
And it cost us $1,200.
It's insanity.
What?
It's like become
think about supply and demand in Miami.
I suppose.
It's a vacation destination.
By the way, what Oscar points out is absolutely right. It is that if you're in Oshkosh, in the worst time of year to be in Oshkosh, it's going to be cheap. But if you're in a vacation center, they go crazy.
They're going to bone you.
They do that. They're going to bone you.
You're going to get boned.
Boned.
So if you are coming to Florida and you do not have a vehicle down here and you're going to be here for 3 to 4 months.
Right.
I could see breaking off $1,000 to $1,500 to get your car down.
And that's what it is. And
when you get off the plane, your Buick Lucerne is waiting for you.
Well, all I have to say is safe travels, everybody that's leaving here.
Yes.
And thanks for giving us a little break from this. And we'll see you in October. Some of us will be here the whole time. And some of us will be coming back like after a little break like me. And, by the way, to the people that are running travel in the United States, is it too early for teleporting?
Please.
Okay, we're ready for this. All right. It's 2020 practically.
Come on.
Have you felt the congestion ease yet, or have you just seen them depart?
Restaurants, traffic.
Love it.
Doctor's appointments, everything.
Sweet.
There's
sweet.
A little breathing. So sweet, like the guy says in the Perkins commercial.
I found it.
Strawberries.
I found it.
Oh, no,
I
really?
Found the actual actor from the... He has his own...
Stop the music.
He has his own YouTube channel.
Can I see it?
I think really? We should try to book him.
Because, oh, please book him.
Yes. So it's this... And I could see, Mike, why you love this. This guy is just like so hip. White hair,
let me
correct?
See if it's the guy. Yeah, I can't tell if it's the real guy.
I'm sure it is. Based on your description, he's got a slightly puffy white hair.
He's gray.
He's soap opera handsome.
He's
wearing sunglasses.
Goatee, like
yeah, he's got some Van Dyke action going on.
That's him.
Yeah, of course it is.
Thank you. There he is. There he is. That's the Perkins guy.
We will call.
Yeah, we can talk to him.
We will find him.
Make him a buddy.
It's
awesome. I love the commercial makes me laugh. Every
well, the
time
commercial
I see it.
Is fantastic. So weak.
The campaign is brilliant. It's pseudo sexy.
Yes,
but
it is.
Guy is going to Perkins.
He's going to Perkins. I love it. That's what I love about it. And they're making it a series now. Anyway, he's like the new Dos Equis guy, but it's not beer. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Attention. If you or a loved one has been suffering from hysteria, extended periods of boredom, laughing so hard you pee a little, fear of the end of another show, androphobia, fear of men, confusion about the TMOS world, confusion about the non-TMOS world, hippopotamonstrosequipedalophobia, the irrational need to play Overwatch for hours a day, any characteristics that intern Mac possesses, mania, binge drinking beer and whiskey, old age, douchebag 30s, and extreme hatred of intern promos. As a result of listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Please, don't wait. Subscribe to the TMOS bonus package today to receive free legal advice. Visit the TMOS website now to subscribe. And remember, you are entitled to entertainment.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Pro Flowers. Mother's Day this Sunday.
Coming up!
And you better not forget to thank Mom. Where would you be without your mom? You wouldn't even exist without your mom. So treat her right. Your mom is a pro at loving you, a pro at supporting you. And for someone who doesn't have his mom around anymore, who loved his mom more than anything, let me tell you something. Get your mom those flowers.
Yes. Mm.
She was a pro at raising you, so get her Pro Flowers, everybody. Pro Flowers are perfect for all the moms in your life. Carla's Pro Flowers arrived, and they are so gorgeous. We still have them, beautiful roses on the table. They made me look like a pro gift giver. Yay me! Yay, Carla. Yay, HBS.
Yay.
Pro Flowers lets you choose from a variety of bouquets and unique vases that suit every mom's style. Simply select the delivery date you want, and Pro Flowers carefully packages your flowers and delivers them fresh from the farm. And express delivery means her flowers stay fresh. They're the best flowers you're going to order.
They are.
Absolutely. Right now, get one dozen assorted roses for $19.99. Double the roses and get a premium vase for just $9.99
more. Roses, Mike.
Doppel roses. Sorry about that, Rob. Visit proflowers.com. Click the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter the code TMOS. That's proflowers.com. Click the microphone and code TMOS. Mother's Day, May 12th. God, just around the corner. So don't wait. You better hurry. Order like a pro and get this amazing rose deal to thank all the moms in your life, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
Boo. Dave Chappelle is getting this year's Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. Yep, I agree. Put your hands together for him. The ceremony will take place at the Kennedy Center on October 27th, and it'll air on PBS on January 6th, 2020. The Kennedy Center says, quote, "He's a modern-day sociologist skewering stereotypes, defying boundaries, and showing us that laughter can be a way to contextualize issues that we struggle to understand." That's beautifully put. The Mark Twain Prize for American Humor has been given out each year since 98. When Richard Pryor was the first recipient. Other honorees have included Jonathan Winters, Whoopi Goldberg, Bob Newhart, Steve Martin, Lily Tomlin, George Carlin, Tina Fey, Carol Burnett, Will Ferrell, Eddie Murphy, and last year's winner, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. And then they make a comment that, oh, and by the way, it was also Bill Cosby.
Ooh.
Because the people that do that for us, Rob, like to let us know that,
yes.
too. For
yeah.
a reason
weird,
that I'm getting a little fed up with.
Yes. You know? Mm. Weird.
Do you agree with me on that?
I agree,
you
know, I agree.
For the people that we source stuff from? Okay. Mm-hmm. Ixnay on the acism ray. Okay. Mm. Guys. Mm. Okay. White guys that work at that company.
Mm. Mm.
Thank you. Thank
and
you very much.
They should be
goddamn
more
fed up with that crap.
They should be more apologetic for the fact that Will Ferrell won it.
Thank you.
Just absolutely. For the fact that he's Will Ferrell.
Amen. Thank you. That's just weird to me. I'm getting really fed up with
it's present.
And it seems to be. They got a mouse in the house over there. So that's what Rob and I are talking real inside, but I got to vent this way or I don't think I'll have any other recourse. In the new issue of GQ, Courtney Love, the lovely, classy Courtney
classy
Love.
Classy lady. I always get her confused with Audrey Hepburn. Now, which one is this?
She was asked if Brad Pitt should play Kurt Cobain in a movie, which is kind of silly. Brad's 55.
I was going to say, he's like 70 years old.
Kurt passed at 27. That's not the point. The point is Courtney and her response, because she's just the way she is. Here's her quote to that question. In a magazine interview, Kurt had more presence and more beauty than Brad Pitt. He was a leader. He was strong. In fact, he was well effing hung, if you really want to know. Thank you, Courtney. Thank you very much.
For the all-important nude scene that's going to be in the movie?
There it is, Courtney Love.
Like he's Stoop Stigler.
Yeah.
Stay classy.
Always has been.
That's Courtney. A lot of people are expecting big things from the Browns this season. Cleveland's been doing some real dancing in the offseason.
Elvis's favorite football team, Mike.
Well, you know what? I think I'd love to see the Cleveland Browns do well.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Love it, love it. Good for the NFL. And especially the big trade for my favorite team, the Giants traded Odell Beckham Jr. in March. And off script, if I can tell you, I really do think that when you grab a guy at this stage of his career, as he's starting to come into his own, he's starting to mature a little bit. Some of them never mature. OBJ might do that. I'm not sure, but we'll see. But you can count Odell among the believers. In an interview, Odell said, quote, "I plan on being there for the next 5 years and trying to bring as many championships there as possible, turning the Browns into the new Patriots." That's what he says.
Wow.
I don't mind that. I don't mind a guy talking like that.
That would
That's
be fun.
Good. That's a good
That's what
attitude.
You want. Good story, Kurt.
He is particularly bullish on second-year quarterback Baker Mayfield. Quote, "He's Brett Favre. He's going to be a Hall of Famer." This is Odell Beckham. Hey, you know, he's coming to the team.
You got
to
say that.
Schmooze your quarterback.
Yeah. And he's got a good sports name, too.
A quarterback.
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield is one of the great quarterback names of all time. He's also excited to play alongside Browns wide receiver Jarvis Landry, who was his teammate at LSU. He said, quote, "I'd take a bullet for him. I hope it would hit me in the arm, but I'd take a bullet for him." So, you know what? I wasn't that big a fan of Odell Beckham Jr., but I would like to see him do well with the Browns. We'll
Why
have
not?
To wait and see. All right, Kraft baby marshmallows.
Oh, no. Delicious.
Here's how they get you, by the way. They make a big splash by making an announcement that they're going to pay for your babysitter on Mother's Day. That's what Kraft is saying.
Oh, that's nice.
So you can get some time to relax. They'll reimburse you up to $100 if you submit your receipt for the babysitter you hire on Sunday at craftmothersdayaway.com. But there's a catch, of course. They're only reimbursing a total of $50,000.
That's nothing.
That's nothing for them, for this corporation. That's 500 moms. That's 500 moms. If you consider how many people they're reaching with their advertising, that's really a drop of it. But that's $100 in babysitting. What do you have to get it in early? Like tickets to our live show?
I suppose. You have to be a bonus Kraft member to get in.
It doesn't.
But, you know, interestingly, Mike, that's Kraft Foods. Bob Kraft is reimbursing for 100 massages.
Oh. And they're still saying that video might see light of day.
I can't wait.
Can't wait.
That's mortifying.
Thank you.
That might do well at the Browns, too.
Stop. Oh, come on. Oh, God. That is gross.
That is. Pony, that is why do you write those jokes?
You're disgusting.
I know. You really trouble me, Matthew Bloom.
That I am not gross. Laughing at that. I'm smiling because I've got a twitch. Jesus.
God. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Kraft.
Oh, I don't want to think about that.
Another
Patriots.
Another satisfied customer.
Oh, baby. That's gross. That's the spot.
All right. I'm sorry I can't
stop.
Oh,
Bob.
Moving right along.
Jesus Christ.
Women have a reputation for gossiping.
Yes.
And apparently way more than men. But a new study out of the University of California, Riverside, found that that's not exactly true. The researchers found women do gossip more than men, but only when it comes to saying neutral things about people, like, hey, did you hear Jesse's moving? When it comes to negative gossip and talking about people behind their backs, men do it and love it just as much as women. The survey also found about 14% of our conversations are gossip. We've been in radio. We love to gossip.
Yeah,
there's
of course.
Nothing more. So about 52 minutes worth a day for men. And we're almost 10 times more likely to share gossip about people who know we know more than we share celebrity gossip. So that's absolutely true.
That's 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. You hear what Pete did? You know,
Bob Kraft did?
Yeah. Oh, we do it all the time. And then with the golf guys, it's like,
I imagine the golf. It's not so much prevalent. It's not as prevalent at the Village because there's not many people here. But like when there was like at the heyday of WJFK, when there was like 50 people under the roof,
right.
It was a gossip mill.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah.
It was fun. All right, moving right along. In Punta Gorda, Florida, that's just up the road from me, just a little bit north of where I am, or as Jimmy Cerrito pronounces it, Punta Gordo.
Hey!
And then I'm going to go to Cape Coral.
Cape Coral.
Oh, I can't wait to see Jimmy this weekend.
Remember when he left
I hope
you?
He's going to be there. Is Jimmy going to be there this weekend? I hope he's
there.
I
guarantee he's got to be there. Got to be.
Jimmy's going to be there. Police in Punta Gorda pulled over a car around 3:30 a.m. on Monday for blowing a stop sign. A 22-year-old guy named Michael Clemens was driving, and a 25-year-old woman named Ariel McCann Laquire was in the passenger seat. Or Laquire.
Maybe she's going to work in our new cafe.
Downstairs?
Yeah, maybe.
Laquire.
Welcome to Laquire. We have beautiful croissants. They let the cops search their car, and the cops found a bag with 41 small turtles inside.
Oh, no.
Then the cops asked if they had anything else, and Ariel reached into her yoga pants and pulled out a foot-long baby alligator.
Oh, no.
Michael and Ariel said they had been collecting animals under an overpass, but they violated the bag limits for reptiles, so they got citations. All the reptiles were seized by police and released. Not unusual down here. When someone has 41 turtles in their car and a baby alligator in their yoga pants, it just means they're going to a baby shower. That's all it is down here in Southwest Florida. So that's it. We will take a break. They're fun. They're real
fun. Is that
fun,
a turtle in your pants?
Yeah.
Activewear.
Kind of a status thing. That's that. How many turtles did you get? Oh, I got 41. Well, isn't that sweet?
Hey, you know where she had that turtle?
Yeah.
In her pants!
In her pants.
Yeah!
Oh, Bob.
That's the spot.
We'll take a break and come back
with more fun and more thrills. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Cindy.
We'll be right back.
Cindy.
This week on The Real Interns of Podcast Village.
Intern Johnny coming at you live. Shannon, Oscar's lovely wife and our fantastic office manager, suggested that we take a self-defense class as a company. Upon entering the dojo, Rob took off his shoes and we had to evacuate immediately. The carbon monoxide detector went off. It was a logistical nightmare. Shannon had a good time, though. I saw she hit Oscar right in the neck. Although, I'm not sure if it was part of the exercise.
Follow the interns at MikeOmeraShow.com.
The interns, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah!
Vegas, baby. We're back. That's right, back in fabulous Las Vegas. Our listeners had such a great weekend last year. We're going to do it all over again. So, we're back in Vegas for the TMOS 10th anniversary party. Friday, November 10th. I'm sorry, 15th. 8 p.m. Let me start again. So, we're back in Las Vegas for the TMOS 10th anniversary party.
Yeah!
Woo!
Friday, November 15th, 8 p.m. at the Council Chambers Theater at the Zappos corporate headquarters in downtown Las Vegas. We return to Sin City for our 10th anniversary spectacular. Advance tickets for bonus show subscribers. If you haven't gotten yours, get cracking. They're available now, right now. And you better hurry. Just check your email for your special access code. Tickets for the general public go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at MikeOmeraShow.com. Stay tuned for more announcements regarding the weekend. Celebrate our 10th anniversary with our best live show ever, the TMOS 10th anniversary party, brought to you by Zappos. And we are really, really excited about going to Vegas again. We could not be happier about that. And by the way, It is not etched in stone. It's not every year, but we are very excited, and the situation is great out there.
Yeah.
And you know, and give us the feedback. We like your feedback. We'd like to know where you want us to go. Nothing changes with that. It's just where we decided to do it this year, and we are super psyched to go again. It's going to be fun, fun, fun. So please join us. Let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, May 8th, 2019. Rob Spiewak.
I ask this question of you and Oscar a lot. Do you know the name Marvin Lee Adday?
No.
Oscar?
No.
He's better known as Meatloaf.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
And right.
What did he do now? Because I saw some stuff
I want
stuff
you to
online.
Know he's going to be okay.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
For the fourth time in as many years, he was at a... He fell off a stage. He broke his collarbone.
What the F with this dude?
It was a... it's a weekend horror convention in Dallas called the Texas Frightmare. And it was a stage that had, instead of a background, curtains. You know, to sort of, you know, give him a backdrop.
Yes.
And I think he went to think that the curtain might have been more solid. And it wasn't. And I do actually have audio of of his fall.
This real audio.
This is real audio of Meatloaf falling at the... oh, and they are going to refund anyone who bought Q&A session tickets with Meatloaf. He's going to refund them.
Happened at the end of the show. Though,
it did, yes. But here is here's Meatloaf. Now, here's something I need to say. No one moves out of their seat. They just watch him fall. And in classic fat guy form, the fall takes a long time.
Yeah, I have fallen recently.
Yes.
In my garage, I had a fat guy fall. Let's hear it again where they... So it sounds like it starts where he's leaning over, then he loses control,
and
then he continues to lose control, and then he hits the ground.
But
right?
The audience stays absolutely solid as a stone.
Okay.
Now they're upset, but they're still. Now that's
seats.
The audio is not great there, so that was TMZ. I went and I wanted to see if anyone else taped the fall.
Okay, let's do that.
And I did find this.
Okay.
Let me sleep on it, baby, baby. Let me sleep on it.
And I would like to congratulate that one piece of audio. It just turned 100,000 miles.
Classic.
You've been using that one longer than
long
the other
time,
one.
Oh, long time. God. All right. We have a great partnership and a great relationship with Ring Doorbell. And so many people have these video doorbells now. And they captured a lot. At the holidays, we saw a lot of people stealing packages and packages.
Oh, yeah. My wife and I were saying last night, thank you for companies like Ring that make sure that the bad guys are getting caught. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Well, sometimes it's not the person's fault that rings the bell. But if you're in Oklahoma and there is a snake somehow coiled on the light of your front porch light, you don't see it until you ring the doorbell. And that alerts the snake and it jumps and it bites your face. And it sounds like this.
Take it to the hospital.
He did get bit on the face. The snake is
was
not...
Was it a poisonous snake?
Not venomous, but I can imagine quite upsetting nonetheless.
Yeah, you know, down here, man, I mean, and you know where they like to hang out? They like to hang out on front porches. That's where they seem to gravitate when they're...
Yeah.
And by the way, you know, we got some down here.
I imagine the heat of the bulb is actually probably what draws them to it. Because they want warmth.
I now, at this time of year in Southwest Florida, I walk out of my house and I do a check. I go look back, forth, sure. You know, and stuff with all the little creatures down here. It's crazy.
Well, especially now.
Funny moment on Conan last night. I don't care. And I've been watching the Game of Thrones. I'm trying, you guys, I guess because I don't have the investment of the four seasons before
it. It's tough when you haven't at least peeked in. But I think
but
you
know
start
what?
It's with this season,
it's visually
cool.
Stunning. It's great. Yeah. I mean, it's really fun to watch, and the acting is great, and I like the scenes. I just don't have the investment that you guys do.
Right.
But everyone went ape-ass this week because someone left a Starbucks cup on a table in a scene.
It's hysterical.
Now, HBO has already addressed it. They've digitally removed it. If you didn't TiVo it the first time it ran, it'll never air again. It's gone. But last night, the guy Liam Cunningham, who plays Sir Davos Seaworth,
He's the guy who's in love with Khaleesi. He was the guy that actually ends up, spoiler alert, you know.
Okay.
You mean the old guy that...
Yeah.
Well, are we... Is it... long enough since.
You know what? You're right. Yeah, he dies.
It's a TV show. Yeah.
He's already dead. Yeah. Okay. Kill me. Kill me. Woo!
Anyway, he had a funny bit on Conan last night. We'll close with this, where he comes out and gives Conan a Starbucks cup.
I brought you a gift.
Okay. Look at this.
That was tricky to get.
Is this the actual cup?
That's what it is. That's what you've got there.
Can you explain to us how this happened on Game of Thrones? It is the most meticulous show in the world, and they left a Starbucks cup on the set during a pivotal scene. Why?
Yeah, it wasn't that pivotal, the scene. the cup was a bit more pivotal than the scene. And these things happen. It's a big job. People run in, and Amelia probably drinks too much coffee.
They drink too much coffee. That's your magic audio vault.
That's awesome. You know, I have to tell you, those guys, they all have that kind of, that accent. I don't know which region it's from, but it's a northern, borderline British-Scottish accent that they all, you know,
it's pretty good, though. Khaleesi,
hop up on those wagons there.
Feel better, Meatloaf.
Amelia. Yes, why are you drinking all that coffee? I can't protect you if you drink too much coffee.
I'm all in this year. It's great this year. It's so great. It really is. That's it. We got to get out of here. Another one in the can. Bonus show subscribers, check your emails. We're running low, but Oscar and I are going to talk right after this show, and we're going to come up with some great stuff for you that you will not be disappointed if you get shut out. That's all I'm going to tell you. It's very exciting. So keep supporting us and keep buying your tickets to Las Vegas, and we will see you there. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara thanking you for continued amazing support for your best part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I have a sentimental weakness for my children, and I spoil them, as you can see. They talk when they should listen.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
You Rob, ready to do your impression? I'll introduce you, okay?
Okay.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Michael O'Mara with his first impression.
Might not want to talk over it. I know you got it. So, and now with his first.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
You ready to do your impression? I'll introduce you. Okay.
Okay.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Michael O'Mara with his first impression. For any of you that know the movie Jurassic Park, the opening scene features the zookeeper, the Australian looking guy with the hat, and he almost gets dragged into the cage with a velociraptor. And then he says,
"Shooter! Shooter! Shooter!"
Thank you very much, Michael. Good job.